November was a strong month for U.S. beef and pork exports, with demand rebounding nicely in Mexico and other Western Hemisphere markets. U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hallstrom has more details in this USMEF report.
November beef export results, some of the markets that have been pretty strong the last few months, like China was strong again, Taiwan was strong again. But the real encouraging thing is that for the first time in quite a while, we saw Latin America show up really strong. Mexico up 23%. Mexico's key, especially for the end cuts, you know, your chuck rolls and your rounds, big, big market for those two items. And of course, you know, variety meats to some extent as well. We also saw Central America fairly strong as well. The Latin American markets entered the lockdown with COVID after the U.S. in early summer, and they really are still locked down to some extent. But we're starting to see some areas reopen, food service slowly starting to rebound, some tourism slowly starting to rebound. So that was encouraging. For pork, we had another big month, about 259,000 tons. This established a record already for the year. And while a lot of this was driven by China, there was a lot of broad-based growth across the world. The further rebound in Latin America, Mexico, Central America continues. You know, we saw 65,000 tons into Mexico, growth of 13%. And this just mirrors what we've seen the last couple of months. So it's really encouraging to see pork rebounding in Mexico the way it has been. South America was encouraging as well. It hasn't rebounded to the extent that Mexico has yet. But, you know, it's encouraging to see Chile's up really strong in the month of November. And Colombia, while down from a year ago, is one of the largest months since COVID. And I think we can expect further growth in early 2021.
For more information, please visit USMEF.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.